Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
There's this door on the 10th floor of the Vox Media office that I hate so much.
God damn it.
You ever get this door wrong?
Pretty regularly.
Have you seen people misuse it?
All the time, every day. Constantly.
I hate this door.
Me too, Kelsey. But here's the thing. As soon as you start looking for confusing doors, they are everywhere.
It's push.
Why?
I feel like Roman Mars would know about this.
This is 99% Invisible. And those doors you hate are called Norman doors.
What's a Norman door?
Don Norman wrote the essential book about design. He is the Norman of the Norman door.
All right, and where is this guy?
You must go to San Diego.
Okay.
Hi, Joe.
Hey.
I'm Don Norman. It's hard to describe what I am.
Well, he's been a professor of psychology, professor of cognitive science, professor of computer science, a vice president of advanced technology at Apple. But for our purposes.
I was spending a year in England, and I got so frustrated with my inability to use the light switches and the water taps and the doors even, that I wrote this book.
If I continually get a door wrong, is it my fault?
No. In fact, if you continually get it wrong, it's a good... And if other people continually get it wrong, it's a good sign that it's a really bad door.
A Norman door is one where the design tells you to do the opposite of what you're actually supposed to do, or gives the wrong signal and needs a sign to correct it.
Why does it need an instruction manual? That is, why do you have to have a sign that says push or pull? Why not make it obvious?
It can be obvious, if it's designed right.
There are a couple of really simple, basic principles of design, and one of them I'll call discoverability. When I look at something, I should be able to discover what operations I can do.
The principle applies to a whole lot more than doors.
And it's amazing with many of our computer systems today. You look at it, there's no way of knowing what's possible. Should I tap it once or twice or even triple tap? So discoverability, when it's not there, well, you don't know how to use something.
Another is feedback.
And so many times there's no feedback. You have no idea what happened or why it happened.
And these principles form the basis of how designers and engineers work today, commonly known as user or human-centered design.
I decided at one point the word user was a bit degrading. Why not call people people? And it's amazingly simple and amazingly seldom practiced. We call it iterative because it sort of goes around in a circle. We go out and we observe what is happening today. We observe people doing the task. And from that, we say, oh, we have some ideas. Here's what we should perhaps propose to do.
Then you prototype your solution and test it.
Quite often these are wrong at first. But each time we go around the circle, we do a better job of making the device until the point we're actually making something that really works.
And this process has spread all over the world.
And it turns out it's improving lives.
From better everyday things like the ones that Don wrote about,
to using the same process to solve huge problems in public health in developing countries.
Water.
Sanitation.
Farming.
Lots more. So what'd be a better human-centered door?
An ideal door is one that as I walk up to it and walk through it, I'm not even aware that I had opened the door and shut it. So if you had a door which had a flat plate, what could you do? Nothing. The only thing you can do is push. So see, you wouldn't need a sign. A flat plate, you push.
This kind of push bar with the piece sticking out on one side works well too, so you can see what side you're supposed to push on.
The vertical bars could go either way. A simple little hand thing, though, sort of indicates pull.
But we still have terrible, terrible doors in the world. So many of them.
There are lots of things in life that are fairly standardized, and therefore, whether I buy this house or not is not a function of whether it has good doors in it. And so, except for safety reasons, doors tend not to be improved.
But the tyranny of bad doors must end.
I think that it's a really shitty design. The fact that they put a pull handle when it's a push. And that should be a flat panel right here. And not a pull handle. That's how I feel about this door. It's very misleading.
I agree.
You're right, Becky. You're goddamned right. And if we all thought like you, well, we might just design a better world together.
It won't open because it's a security door.
What the f*** are you two doing?
Hey, this is Joe from Vox. Thank you so much for watching. If you want to see more stuff like this, just come check us out at youtube.com/VOX. It was so much fun collaborating with 99% Invisible. As you can see, there's some improvements being made over here, but obviously not as improved as it could be.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.